your power. You could have turned stones into bread, Jesus, just like you once made wine from water, just like you made one boy's lunch feed 5,000, but it was not to serve you that you used your power. You could have taken the easy road, Jesus, ruled the world with your powerful words, like you calmed the wind in a scary storm, but it was not to enslave that you used your power. You could have walked away a free man, Jesus, from arrest, trial, a beating and the cross, like you did from a stoning on an earlier day, but it was not to free you that you used your power. You could have defended your innocence at your trial. You could have shown you were sinless, spotless and blame-free, like you demolished other arguments of the priests, but it was not to absolve you that you used your power. You could have jumped off the cross on that awful day, refusing to die for all our sins in that way. It was your choice to die for us, wash our sins away. But it was not to die your death that you used your power. For you could never have stayed in the tomb many days. Your powerful eternal life could not lie in the grave. Just like you raised Lazarus to life again, you used your power, humanity, from death to save. You could have ended this world and started again, made a new and obedient Adam and Eve, turned rocks into new sons of Abraham, but instead you resurrected us to be God's sons again. Your power that could have been used to control, to make all people follow your will, was used to love and serve us instead, to raise us from the grave to your heavenly throne.